Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order, regular and the supplemental meeting, then recess the supplemental meeting. First item on our agenda is a moment of silence for those who have passed in the last month. So if we could do that, please. Okay, thank you. Next is our consent agenda and the approval of the minutes. Everybody's had a chance to see them. Are there any corrections or comments? Hearing none, can we get a motion to approve? Okay, Tony, thank you.
Second.
Ken's the second. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any opposed? Okay. Then just, John, who's on the phone just so we have an awareness?
Board members, we've got Nick, Armando, Mark and Steve, and Mark Morrison.
Okay.
That
great.
Sounded like it was Nancy. Did you say Nancy?
Yeah, it sounded like Nancy.
That might have sounded like Steve.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I don't see her, but yeah.
Okay.
We will need at least one person on the phone to vote because we only have five in the room. I mean, to audibly vote.
Oh, we need to audibly want somebody there. Okay. There's five here, so we need six for
and
most things.
We just have
Tom's on the investigation.
Oh, yeah.
He's not on the board at this point in time. Okay, next in the consent agenda, Donna Kelly, is there anything unusual that you want to point out?
No, not this month.
It's nice. Okay. Get a motion to approve that?
Don't move.
Ken?
Second.
Tony's a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Somebody on the phone?
It was me, but I said aye.
Okay. Steve, thank you.
Nick
said aye. Thank you, Nick. Any opposed? No. Okay, so we've moved on there. The next item is public comments. Do we have people, anybody who signed up for public comments? No? Okay, and John on the phone, you want to help people?
They'll press 5-star on the phone on Ethan if they want to comment.
Nothing? Okay. We are moving along crisply here now. Okay. Today we have Ron Pastore from AEW with us to give us an update on our real estate projects out in the Arizona area. Ron's been here every year. He's faithfully come and reported. And look forward to your report.
Okay.
Brian hasn't one intro.
I got a quick intro slide for open session, and then we'll go into closed session. So I was going to say Ron's here to give his annual State of the Union, but we sold that project 2 years ago, so I hope to give a deep review of the portfolio. But John, it's on 16, the open session slide. So there's AEW portfolio. AEW took it over in 2015. Currently it makes up 7.4% of DPFP and 82% of the remaining real estate. So big chunk of what we have left in the private asset portfolio. So there's two groups of properties. RCH, which is Red Consolidated Holdings, is complex 50-50 company that DPFP is invested in with numerous underlying properties, land, different levels of ownership interest, and partnership debt. So, and then Campbell Square, we've talked to you guys about that the last couple of years, but it was a 15.5-acre office site that was in 44th and Campbell back in Phoenix. AEW led the process of rezoning it and selling off and developing a lot of the parcels there. There's one parcel remaining, which will be office, that we're in the process of selling, and it will be out of Campbell Square completely. So since the beginning of 2021, we've gotten $155 million of distributions from the AEW portfolio. So over half of what we've gotten has come from this portfolio in the last two-plus years. So With that, we will go into closed session, make sure you have a full cup of coffee, and Ron will jump into the details.